The partial government shutdown has moved into its third week, now one of the longest in history, as President Trump and congressional Democrats continue their standoff over funding the border wall. On Sunday, the president again said he might declare a national emergency to secure funds for a border wall and bypass Congress. Meanwhile, 800,000 employees, federal employees, are caught in the middle of this standoff, including biologist Dave Fanslow. He's president of the American Federation of Government Employees, Local 3908, representing the workers at NOAA's Great Lakes Environmental Research Lab in Ann Arbor. Dave, tell us just what your lab does for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Well, Cynthia, our lab has two main functions. And one of them is to monitor the ecology and the food web in the Great Lakes. And the other is physical science, such as meteorology and lake levels.
So very important work for us having a sense on how the Great Lakes are doing.
That's right. We're kind of the key federal agency that's at the center of most of the Great Lakes research.
And how has this partial shutdown affected your lab?
Well, it's affected our lab in a few key ways. This time of year is when we should be collecting data on the way the lakes interact with the atmosphere in terms of the lake effect snow potential and forecasting lake effect snow. It's also impacting the ice forecasting. Our laboratory is the only source for current ice data and ice forecasting, and the shipping industry is a active user of that information, as you can imagine.
So when you think of what is not being done right now because of the partial shutdown, what might that be? What are we losing? What are we missing out on?
Well, we're missing out on a lot of data that helps to strengthen forecasting models for meteorology. So that can't really be replaced because the supercomputing that it takes to process that data is turned off. And so that's always a bottleneck in terms of doing models, is the availability of supercomputing resources. And that's off. And then another thing that we're losing right now, for example, would be circulation modeling, which also relies on the same supercomputing resources. So take, for example, the Straits of Mackinac and the Line 5 situation. If a oil spill were to occur right now while we're furloughed, we would not be able to provide up-to-date circulation information about what's going on with the movement of the waters there in the Straits of Mackinac.
So is the entire office furloughed? Is it shut down?
It's shut down. There's one person who's a facility manager who's coming in just to make sure that the building is staying safe and secure, and that's it.
When is the last time you and your coworkers were paid?
We were paid last week, and that was for work performed in the second and third weeks of December. And we are not going to get paid on our next scheduled date. So we do have a lot of members in our union who are, starting to anticipate financial duress from this situation. We have people who are taking care of extended families and are the, sole breadwinners.
And there probably is really, when you ask how do you prepare for this, is there even a way to prepare for, say, having paychecks stop?
Well, everybody has to deal with that. And so people make decisions about how much of a cushion to have. And when you work for the federal government, people do tend to think it should be a fairly secure job. And so it's a unfortunate thing to be caught in the middle of a political situation when we feel like what we do is critically important to Michigan, to the Great Lakes. Everybody at our laboratory feels privileged to work on the Great Lakes, and we all love them like all Michiganders do. And so we find it just really frustrating to not be able to be there doing what we love to do.
And meantime, our president says this shutdown could last months, even years, and he says he believes government workers would encourage him to keep going. Those are his words, with the shutdown, because a border wall is, again, his words, far more important than a fully operational government. And he says he can relate to your dilemma. How do you respond to that?
I'm not going to talk politics with the president about border walls, but the Great Lakes needs to be protected. The science needs to happen. And I don't understand why he feels it's necessary to hold the one thing hostage for the other.
In fact, when you stop and you kind of look at the effects of this partial shutdown, it has landed pretty squarely on all these agencies responsible for the government's response to climate change. So NOAA, the EPA, NASA.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Cynthia. You could, think that perhaps there's a targeted, attack on science here. Right now, this week in Phoenix, is the American Meteorological Society meeting. And it's a very important meeting where our Great Lakes researchers who do create these experimental models to improve lake snow forecasting, for example, where they would meet with their National Weather Service colleagues and other academic folks and, make plans for the next latest and greatest weather models so that we have better weather forecasting and improve our weather performance or our predictive performance.
I can hear you've got things going, really pots bubbling on two burners, certainly the personal financial concerns and also your caring about the Great Lakes.
Yeah, and so everybody is, stressed out and, our union will rally, and if we have people in financial difficulty, we'll chip in and try to help out. For example, we have one person right now who's supposed to be onboarding today. Today was going to be their first day as a federal employee. And she quit her previous job and moved her family up to Ann Arbor. And, it's fairly high cost of living in Ann Arbor. So she's laying out a bunch of money to get situated. And now she will not get any compensation for sure for this period because she's not onboarded yet as a federal employee. So she's really caught in limbo. That's one example. We have lots of others of personal impacts.
What would you say, if you could, to Congress and to the president?
I would say to fund the critical infrastructure of our country and deal with these other political fights separate. It's short-changing our citizens, and everybody loses from this kind of shutdown.
Biologist Dave Fanslow is with NOAA's Great Lakes Environmental Research Lab in Ann Arbor, and he's president of the American Federation of Government Employees, Local 3908. Dave, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome, Cynthia.